What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You have to find a different energy source. You're right. Like, we got everybody's A game, and you don't have that energy source of driving for it, of the dream. You know, you're chasing a dream, so you've achieved it. But you got a different energy source, and you just got to learn how to harness that. It's how much they care about each other. The bond in that room is very strong between players. The regular season was a challenge. Our schedule was a challenge this year. And you're kind of, as the coach, looking for signs. Are you full? Are you no longer hungry for it? But what I think we saw is, what I believe is, that they were surviving the regular season. They were excited to get to the playoffs. And now kind of the fun part started. And this is what they played for, because they know what it felt like at the end. This is where their time now. So we had to kind of grind through that regular season. But in the playoffs, the joy's back in the room. The bonds are strong and they're excited.
Joy, bonding, chemistry. 8 wins away from another championship. Say good morning to everybody. It starts tonight. Eastern Conference Finals, Panthers at Carolina on a quick turnaround here. Man, they just finished it up with that ass kicking up in Canada against Toronto. 8 o'clock start tonight, and Goldie will join us a little bit later on, and we'll talk to Gold about everything. Man, everybody's talking about the Panthers right now, and they should be. Just from top down, man, how well this thing is run. From top to the bottom, everything they've done, just incredible. What they put together, how good it is, how deep the team is. Hell, a lot of people now are quietly. Now, last year's team won a Stanley Cup. This team hasn't done it yet. But it's like, damn, this team might be better than last year's team overall, deeper with what they added, especially at the trade deadline. Went out and the moves they made and what they're able to get. And guys want to come here. That helps now. Seems like players got a lot more say-so when they want to get traded and they want out. And there's loyalty. And they go, well, you've been such a good soldier. Marchand, we're going to let you go to play for the, the Panthers. Okay. That'd be the one of the places I'd like to go. So would my family. Yeah, man, it just a lot of good things go with winning, man. More players want to play for you and all the other things that go with it, man. Good players want to play with good players, and, boy, when it works and you see it's worked, and they've been now the third year going to the Eastern Conference Finals, just a lot of good stuff, back-to-back trips to the Stanley Cup Finals and winning one of them. Man, a lot of guys never get a chance to do that. This team just looks hungry. They got a different gear from what we saw. We were a little concerned. They were banged up at the end of the year. And this team is just mature enough not to get caught up in, you know, we can turn it on. We know what we need to do. We're going to get some guys back. And they did. And what they've added and the way they played and the third line, the great story of Marchand's line and how good they've been. just all the way around. Hey, by the way, last night, I don't know if I've seen this before, and Jesus Sanchez had a walk-off triple last night. They're down one, couple guys on base, and hits one down the line for a triple. Marlins come back and get another win. They got a bunch of comeback wins here. 8-7, the final in that game last night, and Jesus Sanchez leading off. And I turned the game on, and I watched back-to-back home runs to start the game last night. So Sanchez and Ramirez batting 1 and 2 in the lineup, and shaking that thing up, putting a couple power hitters at the top there, and it paid off with good stuff. So anyway, by the way, Skip will join us tomorrow. We'll talk to him. A little getaway early game for the Marlins tomorrow. And a good start for them. I think they've won, hell, what, 4 of 5 games now after looking like, uh-oh, might be slipping away after a rough West Coast trip. And hanging in there, man, hanging in there for sure. All right, so we've got all kinds of news to get to. Yes, phase two of the owners' meetings. They had them a while back in Palm Beach, Minneapolis this time around. And this is kind of where you open up stuff. And the commissioner doesn't get the vote he wants, or it's not looking good, and the word spreads like the tush push might stay in because it's not going to get enough votes. So he says, let's hold off on that. Let's hold off on it. We're not counting. We're not counting, but I'm not getting a good feel in this room full of billionaires right now. So we're going to think about it, and we're gonna bring this back, and we're going to vote on it when we get together for our second batch of meetings. Like, okay. The new playoff format is also in there. I don't know if that'll change. So I am not with the league on, I know Woody's probably going to disagree with me on this, the tush push, leave it in. Like, you started this thing, and I'm going to tell you why before we get into everything, Woody. Tush push, you got two teams who are really good at it. It's open for everybody to run the same way. They are a lot better. The Bills are also really good at it, but the Eagles are at a level by themselves. They just won a championship. They had a great running game anyway. They might have the best offensive line in football. You know, I always hate to say that because somebody else could be right up there, Lions or something else, but the Eagles probably have the best offensive line in football. And so And they got a quarterback that's really strong. You know, I'm not going to sit here and talk about how much he can squat with his legs, and everybody knows he's a real strong guy, Jalen Hurts. And so now, because every other team can do it and they're not very good, it just looks like sour grapes. And now they're trying this. It's weird. They're going, well, injury. And they're going, well, there's been no injuries on this thing yet. I mean, it's fine. If there was injuries, we'd all be with this, because when we hear the word injury, you know, that leads to lawsuits, and we don't want that, and we don't want to lose our good players and anything to keep our guys healthy. As the season gets longer, we want to do the right thing. But so they need 24 or 32 votes today. I don't know if it's going to pass. They're calling it a rugby play. So now it gets bad mouth, and I hear guys, oh, it's a rugby play. It's not a football play. It's rugby. We're not playing rugby. Rugby has different rules, and they're scrum and pushing each other back and forth and headbutting each other. So because the second part of this, Woody, is if you do get rid of it, the pushing the quarterback, don't you have to get rid of running backs going for extra yards where the big guys follow them down, and when they look like they're getting ready to stop, and all of a sudden two of the big guys are running behind them and pushing them forward for another 8 or 9 yards, and everybody's getting jazzed up watching their running back stay on his feet. So what are we doing, man? If you get rid of one, you got to get rid of both of them, don't you?
You're very fired up this morning. I like that. But I will tell you, man, that kind of ran its course for me. When those guys started jumping off sides and the official had to come out and say, you know.
Yeah, but that's on the defense.
You know,
those
guys
do
this again. It's an automatic touchdown. It's not on the defense, because here's the thing. You can't stop that play unless you were to time it exactly perfectly, right?
Why can't 30 teams do it? Why are 30 teams not good at it? We're terrible at it.
They don't work at it. I don't know.
Our guys can't do it. If you don't have a good offensive line, you probably can't do it. If you don't have a really good center and two guards, you're probably not really good at it. If you don't have a physical type of quarterback, although Tom Brady is top three or four all time running a quarterback sneak,
it's just a stupid play because, again, like, you have to try to time it. You got Hurts in there who's begging you to jump off sides, you know.
Woody, everybody else can do the same thing.
Screaming and head bobbing and all that stuff he's doing. So, I don't know. I've never liked that play. I also think the NFL every year, man, seems like they're just going after different rules. Like, they change their rules every year more than any other league.
Well, because of complaints. This has to do with complaints from other teams.
I've never been a big fan of constantly changing your rules because I feel like every year there's something happens and none of us know the rule.
There are a lot of things that change, yes.
How many times, like every single year in the NFL, I feel like something happens and we're like, oh, we didn't know that rule.
Yeah, you kind of
when did they change that?
Yeah, no, that does happen.
Happened
in
the Patriots game.
Yes, it did happen. Happened for me.
Guy got his toes down and we go, oh.
We lost the game.
He didn't get his heel down. Okay. I thought you could touch your toes, not on the back line.
Nope.
So, yeah, you're learning something new every game with the NFL. But, yeah, man, no one changes their rules more than that league.
But, all right, so let's get
go back to that rule. It's it's not fun to watch.
It's not fun to watch,
and that's the NFL's big on that. You know that
it's a physical play. It's the big guys going pushing back. I don't know,
but the problem is that you can't stop them.
Why are 30 teams stopped at and can't do it? Hell, the Kansas City Chiefs, who have been at a different level for now for what 5 years, 4 or 5 years.
But it's not a fun way to watch, though, man, because they always throw short of the sticks because they know if it's less than a yard, we're going to be fine. So they don't even need to go for the sticks like every other team does.
I don't know, man. I thought you'd be stronger. I was a little disappointed with that take, except you just don't like to play.
I'm afraid guys are going to get hurt?
No, I just
didn't
know.
You want me to go player safety on you this morning?
No. Because there,
I'll go player safety if you want.
There's no sign of it. Let's not make it up. It was bad enough they were making it up, and everybody finally said, and of course now they have the doctor for the NFL coming out saying, yeah, there could be down the road. And I go, yeah, great. The commissioner talked to you. That's what he wanted to hear.
I didn't even go player safety. I went entertainment on you this morning, and you still jumped me on it.
Hey, the other thing is this new playoff format, which I am. Don't change. Don't change because of records. Hey, man, we're taught since when you come in, win your division. First thing I heard, we win our division. We got to win our division. We got to win our division. That was the first thing said. Hey, we got to win our division. That's it. That'll get us home field, most likely. We're gonna start home field and work from there. Second goal is to get home field throughout the playoffs when you have good teams. We haven't been in that conversation, but my teams were. And we did talk about that. And Shoes would get up and go, we're going to win the division. And our goal is to play in this beautiful weather down here. And he never said this. Stay out of the cold. And let's get to a Super Bowl right here at the Orange Bowl. And now, all of a sudden, they're bringing out this thing. The Vikings were 14-3, a wild card team, didn't get the home playoff game. And they're going, this is not fair. So now it started as they wanted to reseed everybody. Whether you won the division or not, the top records got a home game, and the worst records had to go on the road. Even if you won your division. Like Tampa Bay wins the division every year. What do they feel like they're 9-8 or 10-7 every year? And they're going, well, that's not fair to the wild card teams that have better records. So they took a look at it. Now they've changed it. That's why these second batch of meetings, they're adjusting it. So now they've looked, and they're going, there's 7 playoff teams, 4 division winners, and 3 wild cards. And they're saying, all right, first round of the playoffs, the division winners get to go stay at home, and the wild cards, even if they have better records, still have to go on the road. But second round, if the wild cards win, everything changes. And it will be best records playing at home in the second round. I don't know if that would even happen or how much it would happen. Can we just leave it alone? It's a great story. Vikings had a great year. I'm sorry you're in a division that had the Lions in there and they had a better record. But, that was a great – Green Bay had a great year too. They're a really good team. But I don't know why. We have something. Sometimes what we have, and I don't know if this is my age or maybe you disagree, but nothing wrong. I don't, to your point, Woody, what you said earlier. Sometimes I feel like everybody's got to write up some new rule to come up with something different. And in this case, because the Vikings were 14-3 and were a wild card with, what, second best record in football. I was like, look it, man, I get it. And they happened to have, they were second because the team that had the best record was the Lions. I just, for the life of me, I don't know why, like, this thing has worked. Like, every guy in there has heard, hey, man, we got to win the division. That's number one goal. They've gone, they used to go on the chalkboard and in the old days of the chalkboard and put, hey, win the division. We got to beat the Jets twice. We got to beat the Patriots twice. Got to take care of the Bills. And, you know, and then the second goal always followed up with home field. We want home field advantage. Everybody loves home field advantage. Sleep in our own bed. Eat our own food. Not worry about travel in this beautiful South Florida weather. Hopefully it's hot as hell in January.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
But
yeah. The division game's got to mean more, man. I mean, they feel that. They've always felt that way. Don't, you know, as bad as some of those teams have been, right? Don't those games just always have that special, like, rivalry feel
to
them? No, regardless of
right.
which team it is in your division?
Yes. Yeah. You know, we talk, one of the first things I say, you got to have a good record against teams you play twice a year.
Yeah.
You're playing six games against, you know, everybody else you play once. You want to make sure that you take care of business in your own division because you're going to play a lot of those games. And now they're like, well,
this is where the NFL screws up because they do this every year. They make these drastic rule changes. And I'm telling you, the kickoff thing I think is just a disaster.
I don't know what they're going to do with
that. I hate the way the kickoff looks.
But you at least know why that is there. I get it's the most injury. That truly has a lot of injuries. I've seen guys get knocked into heaven with that play. No, seriously.
Yeah, I know.
And down the road, and you know,
it's just every year they're making these like drastic rule changes. Remember the one year they were like, oh, we're going to review pass interference now. And it's just.
Well, that was a disaster. That was a one year.
Yeah, it was terrible.
That was a 1 year special.
But there has been so many of these that it's just like, why don't you just leave the game alone? Clearly, the popularity is not struggling, right?
No.
But if you want to change something like the tush push because you think, you know, it's safer or you think that the play is just...
Well, they can't get rid of the quarterback sneak, right?
No, but I think teams, I think, have gotten rid of it. I think there's a lot of teams that don't want to run that thing.
Well, we got guys that are using other guys to do it. Like, they're using tight ends in motion. I saw...
Well, ever since Patrick Mahomes went into that pile and his knee ripped out, you know, I think they...
We've had a couple of teams use their tight... Yeah, you're right. Mahomes did get hurt. And what?
Yeah, remember he was in the pile. It was his knee.
He only missed one game, though, I think. He did miss...
I think he missed a few for that. He has, like, his knee, like, dislocated or something, didn't he?
I think that tough son of a gun missed, like, one game. I think he went 1965 on us and limped back out.
He doesn't even miss a practice. He gets a high ankle sprain. Most people are out for a month.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Counts
he's
on how
a little
your,
different, but...
Counts on how your team is, yeah. No.
But once you saw that guy get, you know, hurt in a pile... I'm one of those things. It's like, oh, maybe we need to rethink.
He just said,
little.
No, Andy Reid said, that's it. He won't be doing that again. Hell no. But everything he does for our team, we don't need him trying to play Joe fullback behind the center.
You think our guy's going to be doing that anytime soon?
No. No, I've told you. Our tight end last year, when we did do it a few times, was had our tight end go in motion. Remember, stopped right behind center, and they snapped it and ran. All right. Hey, we got to go to break. How about flag football, man, in the Olympics, and the NFL players want to be part of it before camp starts? And I say, if you're on my team and I'm paying you, Tyreek, $30 million a year, your ass ain't going near the friggin' Olympics. You're not even getting
somewhere,
a ticket over there.
Somewhere Kimbo Camper is laughing right now when he hears flag football.
I know.
Yep.
He's on a vacation somewhere.
He thinks he's going to see the day when
chasing that beautiful wife and going, this game's going to turn into flag. I go, no, Bo, it's good for marketing. It's good. The girls are playing. The boys are playing. They got national game. I'm watching NFL Network yesterday. They're showing the girls playing flag football, man. It was
beautiful.
It's big.
By the way, it's gotten really big, not just the girl, like the boys are playing. I mean, it's gotten very, very popular. A lot of kids at school are playing it.
Everybody wants, even the kids that their parents have said no to tackle – We want them playing flag. We want them pulling flags, mm-hmm. man. Ain't nothing wrong with flags. We want you to be something that says football at the end. Flag or tackle, we just want the football part of you to stay and be a fan of the game no matter what. Hey, to kind of like your South Florida Chevy dealers. They want you to be a fan of their new SUVs and their new trucks. And if you haven't seen them, baby, they are smoking hot. Oh, my gosh. You know, I should start. Somebody said from the Chevy family, we have meetings, and they said, can you slow down on your Tahoe? All you do is talk about your Tahoe. And I go, yeah, the new 2025 Tahoe has got a ridiculous amount of space, and it's comfortable, and it's fun to drive. And I feel like I'm like 5'2 in it. It's great. I like all that room. Well, listen, they go, let's talk more about the midsize SUVs. We've got some really cool, the all-new Equinox and all that it's offering, practical dependability and the smart style. And they know I like the 2025 Traverse. I call it the little brother to the Tahoe. Man, it's got a lot of space. Spacious, comfortable seating for everyone. Plenty of room for everyone's cargo. That turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. You can just go on and on with everything. But, hey, let's get to the cleanup hitter, the number one seller, the big boy, the durable Silverado trucks. Hey, I want to talk to the guys out there heavy lifting 5, 6, 7 days a week. We got a truck for everybody. Don't get me wrong. Silverado takes a lot of pride in all their different style trucks they have. But I'm going to talk about a truck that works like you do. When you're working strong, tough jobs, we got a Silverado perfect for you with the choice of four strong options, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs, hardest working bed in the business, helps conquer your toughest jobs. With 14 dealerships out South Florida, want you to stop by, take a test drive. Hey, we got some great deals going on for you right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, time for your weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 77 degrees. It is partly cloudy. There's no rain in the forecast, Joe.
All right, Woody. Man, we've had some great weather. It's getting nice and warm. I happen to like the warm weather, man. I know. I know not everybody and people. I'm getting out of here for the summer. And I like my old body likes this warm weather, man. Good stuff. All right, hey, we've got that flag football thing I wanted to bring. Listen, the great news about flag football, and this has been great that they put in the Olympics, like the NFL really needed help. They're the number one winners for this. Obviously, everybody else around the country is way behind since this sport is our sport. But everybody can play it. There are teams from all over. I am shocked that it's going to be in the Olympics, to be honest. I mean, if we wanted to have national games here, I'd understand because we have high school girls and boys. Flag football has really exploded, and you're seeing a lot more of it. And matter of fact, talking about some of the great teams we have down here and of flag football. So I think it's fantastic for that it's going. I just, now that it's Olympic sport, a lot of the NFL guys have come out. I think Tyreek actually said he – and I get it, man. If I'm Tyreek, I'd want to play too, because if you're fast in flag football, I get it. They probably want him. But I am not letting my top guys, my players, go over there. Because, look, the big guys aren't going to play in the flag football. That's not for the big guys. It's not. It's going to be for cornerbacks. It might be for a couple running backs. It'll be it's about wide receivers. It's almost it's 7-on-7 football almost, like. And you want guys that can cover. I understand that, but I don't want my cover corners and my wide receivers going over the play and something pops and now the guy's out of camp or gets hurt. A lot of money, man. The money has changed. The money has changed. I always say this, Woody. We used to play. I didn't play in all the games, but we'd have 50 or 60 basketball games in the offseason. 50 or 60 Dolphin traveling team. They had a guy that did it, set up games, called us. He gets seven guys, and we go play. Five start, two guys come off the bench. Everybody was gassed by the end, and we went up and down the state. We played firefighters, police leagues. We played schools. We played the teachers. We played Tampa Bay one year in a knockdown dragout up there. That was unbelievable. We played them up there. Gyms packed. And so, we played, you know, back then up in Jacksonville and Tampa. We were all over, man. We were Shula country everywhere. So Dolphins were popular. And we mixed in softball. Sometimes we take extra guys and play basketball and softball. They tell you, bring a glove and bring your cleats and bring your tennis shoes. Because we would do both. And I, you know, grew up playing everything. So it was a blast for me and a lot of guys, kind of an old school thing. I think in the old days, guys played a lot more sports than they do today. It was accepted. So it was kind of fun. It was a fun thing to do. But they don't let these guys play 50 or 60. You don't hear the Dolphins going, hey, guys, by the way, when you're done with OTAs, want to let you know, we got 30 basketball games we're going to be playing up and down the state. Can you imagine that? No way. Hell, they put in contracts now. They No, they don't want that. Some guy takes a cheap shot at you in the game and you get hurt. And we have to take a security guy with you for the games. And hey, the game's a lot more popular anyway to do it. And there would be guys like to do it. Don't get me wrong. Guys love playing basketball. I know I did. I know Nat Moore did. I mean, I can tell you the same guys would go to every game. But those days are done, man. It's the amount of money, the everything else. You know, guys not just keeping you away from trouble, because we had parties after the games too. Actually, the best part of the trip was the parties they threw for us, without getting into detail. But, yeah, it was – some of the parties were unbelievable as a young man. Unbelievable parties in Jacksonville, Tampa.
These are post-game or pre-game?
Post. After the game. So they would throw, like, hey, our party's set up. Sometimes they go to clubs. Sometimes they just had them at these places. And they did them up, you know, nicely. And our guys stayed around. And, you know, we had great guys, man. Guys talk about being out in the community. And so we traveled all over the place and had fun. It was a great group of guys in the off season and guys that love basketball. But you can't do that anymore, Woody. Those times, I'm sorry. It's now it's a different level, man. The popularity and the money.
Well, yeah. Imagine if you found out, you know, Tyreek Hill tore his ACL playing basketball.
Or how do you feel about going over to play in the Olympics for a week or two?
That's different to me.
It is.
That the Olympics are different now. It's funny because you bring that up, and we had the hockey thing this season, right?
Well, it's not
the hockey thing to me was the most intriguing because. Like, you look at the basketball in the Olympics, and I know that it's tough, but it's not the most physical. I know that, like, the other countries have gotten better. The hockey thing, those guys were killing each other.
Yeah.
And Tkachuk is still not right.
And no. But and you know what? They're getting ready to do it again.
The Olympics are going to be even worse.
The Winter Olympics, they are going to get after it. You think that playing in that national little tournament, wait until.
That's a tough call, though, man, because, again, like, Tkachuk, you could tell is not himself, you know. So what do? Your best player goes and plays in that tournament, plays his ass off, but that thing was incredibly physical. That they played those games like they were playing for the cup.
I got to tell you, though, you know that crazy thing about that? Nobody's really talked about this with that Tkachuk thing. So Tkachuk ends up missing a couple months, but they got that. They have that stupid rule where you get that, you lose him. You get that money to go out and basically money to go and sign guys at the trade deadline and use that money. And you saw what they did. They're able to get two or three guys that have been a big two guys for sure that have been a real big part of the success here in these playoffs in the first couple of rounds.
But that's tough to balance that, man. But as far as these other sports, it's like, yeah, these guys can't be doing anything.
No.
Dangerous in the offseason.
No. They don't let him.
Could you imagine? You hear Josh Allen go skiing or something and breaks his leg? I mean, come on.
He might be listening this morning. He might be up by now, but Doug Bedders, who was a little bit wild, defensive end for us, defensive player of the year 1 year in the NFL, one of the killer bees. Doug had a plane, and he used to go, hey, dude, you want to fly up? I'm flying up to
one of those little ones?
Yeah, and I go, no, I ain't flying with you. Hell no, I ain't flying with you. Not in that little damn. How many engines on that thing? One? Oh, hell no. Nope, ain't flying with you on that thing. Yeah. Then we had guys jumping out of friggin' planes. Hey, you want to go do that, man? It's a rush. Forget the rush. I'll watch football if I want to see somebody's rush, because I ain't getting a rush that way. No way.
Yeah. Well, I guess that parachute doesn't open. They won't have to pay you the rest of your contract.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they put a lot of those things now. Hell, they don't let guys ski. Some guys can't get.
Man, I've seen more people get hurt skiing. I someone at the school yesterday I ran into. A guy shows you a big scar on his knee. He goes, oh, yeah, skiing.
Yeah.
So many people get hurt skiing. It really is amazing.
They even back then, they had stuff in your contracts for those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Do stuff. One of them was a big one, was that snow skiing. All right, hey.
Can you imagine they do that on the bye week?
Ooh.
Go hit the slopes?
No. Never heard of that one.
Jeez, man.
By the way, Woody, that would be a new one. I'm just talking off-season.
We've had guys get hurt doing all kinds of stuff. Haven't we had ATV guys and, you know, all the we've had off-season, different stuff with everything.
Yeah. Oh, we had Wave Runner. Wave runner. Somebody blew their knee out. I think it was
They crashed their wave runner into someone else or something.
I think it was the return guy for the Buffalo Bills, if I'm not mistaken, that they had joined their team and he was done. All right. We've got to go to break here, man. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Panthers at Carolina, game one tonight, 8 o'clock. Goldie will join us a little bit later on. We'll have more on that. Plus, we've got other stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Kyle Crabb's also going to join us. We'll talk. I didn't mean to get a little fired up yesterday if I went too far, Woody, on this OTA thing.
You went a little too far. I'm just kidding with you.
But,
you're all right.
But I just, man, this owner's got to be going. I mean, it's working now because everybody's here. But, like, and it's voluntary. It is weird. I was reading the rules last night. Hey, they make it clear, like, hey, it's voluntary. If a guy doesn't want to come, don't be making a big deal about it. And here I am going, I know, but it's kind of cool. Like, if you got a real nice facility and it gets all great marks, straight A marks, and food and field and workout facility, why would you want to go anywhere else, man?
Did they have optional stuff when you were playing?
We didn't have it till the very end. Paid us $200 a week at the very
But you had to show up, right?
Yeah.
I'm guessing if you didn't show up, you'd have a problem?
No, we had a lot of guys that did not show up. Shoes used to go at it. Shoes would call guys in at the end of the year and say, hey, you're going to stay around this offseason. And guys would go, no, I'll see you for minicamp.
And would they still be on the team?
Yeah. It was Doug Betters. We can tell the defensive player of the year with 18 sacks. You can't.
What have you told him that you were?
I was there. When he said, hey, we got some stuff we want to get done this offseason. What time, coach? I'll be there. That sounds good.
But I'm guessing Marino was like, he just wanted to throw with you guys at all times, right? He must have loved to throw. He must have been like Brady, right?
I'm gonna tell you something that's going to blow your mind. Don Strock and Dan Marino did not throw in the offseason.
Really? Huh.
What made him so ridiculously good is he literally could throw with you, get your speed. He got gifts from God, man. He did. But no, he did not stay around all off season and throw the football. Hmm. I know. These guys are throwing morning, noon, and night, you know,
Brady,
and let's get
Brady
together.
Brady never gave up, man.
And
he got in trouble, remember, during COVID with the
helicopter.
Yeah,
no, he was out there,
and...
yeah. By the way, let my guys get caught. I'll give them a standing ovation when they get a violation for, we told you to stay out of the park and not throw to your guys. Like, who's getting mad at that?
So your quarterbacks never threw? Huh.
Ah, some of the other guys did.
That's interesting.
Not the big guys. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We're running a little bit late. I do want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. And that great sports medicine program. Those doctors will be busy tonight. Dr. Swartzen, Dr. Uribe, the rest of those guys, Dr. Yagnick, they'll all be there ready to go tonight and trying to get another ring. Those guys, man, they got those rings last year. They were beautiful. And I know what they're thinking right now. We're going to keep these guys healthy and get some more rings. Hey, I'm talking about Baptist Health South Florida sports medicine program, one of the best in the country. There's a reason. Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. High school, college, professional athletes from all over the country are coming down here for second opinion or to get their surgeries done. When you put together an all-star team of specialists for every part of the body, knee, anything to do with the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles, they've done it all, man. Great doctors ready to get you healthy quickly when you've had a sports-related injury. And with three great facilities, they make it easy. Whether you're in Dade County, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, if you're right on the border there of Dade and Broward at Hard Rock Stadium, got a place right next to the training facility in 595 and Pine Island Implantation is smoking hot. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. Get you healthy. Back out playing the sports you love the most.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joe, before we get back to the show here, let people know your ticket to summer is here. Live Nation's got $30 tickets to more than 1,000 shows. And to celebrate, we are giving you a chance to win tickets to five shows at I Think Financial Amphitheater. Shows include Dierks Bentley, The Offspring, Toto, Keisha, Pantera, and more. It's easy to enter. Just go to the WQAM contest page and enter right there, and you could win. For more info on how you can see a show for just $30, go to livenation.com.
All right, thanks, Woody. Boy, everybody's yesterday jumping on the New York Knicks and what it means to the city, and that's the sport that's really the sport in the city, and the amount of people because of the long drought, and they've got this team, and it's kind of an underdog team, Hey, listen, they are fun to watch. I'll be the first to tell you, they kind of got an old school feel to them, the way they play and get after you. And they got that kind of coach, kind of that guy that wears on you. And after a while, you got to get rid of him because it's just constantly on you, right? That's the knock on the guy.
Tibbs has taken years off a lot of players' careers.
Okay.
Josh Hart plays, I think he plays 50-something minutes a game. I know it's not even
his eyes half shut. He looks like Rocky right now after.
Yeah, the guy's like, I mean, come on, man. The guy's playing 48 minutes a night.
That's a tough dude, by the way.
Josh Hart? Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Butler wasn't a fan of his, but he's a tough dude.
No.
He is a tough dude.
The Knicks are a good story as far as atmospheres go.
But you know why?
I'm not sure there's a better atmosphere than the Garden for a big basketball game.
So the thing that gets me, and it sounds stupid, Halliburton, they're ripping him, right? It's a thing with Knicks fans and Knicks media guys that about you know, they're doing the Brunson Halliburton thing. That's going on. You've noticed, and both really good guards. Don't get me wrong. We're both point guards. Woody, call them both.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah, I can live with that. Sure.
Okay, so I just for some reason he rubs a lot of people wrong. I didn't quite get it. All I know is for a guy that's overrated, he sure made a lot of clutch friggin' shots at the end of games to help them win and help them come back and win. And
he's a good player, but they have a really nice, well-rounded team as well. Siakam's really good.
Turner's good. I got some really good team.
That other point guard, TJ McConnell, comes off the bench, is feisty.
Knocks him down, yep.
They have a nice little team. The Knicks do, too. I think that's going to be a very competitive series, which, by the way, it'd be nice to see some close games, you know? We've seen a decent amount of blowouts through these playoffs.
They seem to have great comebacks, though, Woody. I mean,
there have been some good comebacks and stuff, but it would be nice to see just a competitive. So to me, that looks like a competitive, low-scoring type of series, right? Like, defense would be very big in that one.
All I know is the Cavs and the Celtics had big-ass leads at home. Mm-hmm. And lost them. Lost, I mean, 20-point leads, close to 20 points, and we're losing games. They were coming back.
The Cavs are the shocker of the postseason, though, right? I mean, the way that they just kind of fizzled.
Yeah, just.
I know they had some injuries.
Hey, everybody
talks
about this, right? Everybody goes, well, let's see how they play in the playoffs. And for people that said that, you're right. You're right. 1-2 are gone. Panthers, really. Really have turned it up, man. What a story. 2-6-1 wins in Toronto in games 5 and 7. Just absolutely dominated. And now opening up against Carolina Hurricanes on the road tonight, 8 o'clock. Goldie will join us a little bit later on. We'll talk to Gold on this team that just looks – it's the best we have, man. And it's sometimes it doesn't seem to get all the respect it should from the NHL national guys. I don't know, man. I try to step back and not be a fan when I watch all these shows. And I'm cool with the Toronto thing, and they really played up Toronto and everything. And it was just ripping Toronto instead of really giving the Panthers probably as much credit as they should. But I don't want to be that guy. Oh, they don't respect us. But listen, man, this team – and everything they've done from Zito to Paul Maurice to this roster is incredible. It really is. You know, I go, all right, they kept their core together. Let's see how it goes. And I kind of left out what they were going to do at the trade deadline. They were aggressive. And they went out and got some really, really good players. Marchand, you know, he didn't do much really in the regular season here. Kind of getting his feet wet there at the end of the year when he came in here. But, man, he's been unbelievable what he's added to this team. He is just a perfect, perfect fit for this team. So, anyway, game one tonight and eight from a championship, man. That's what everybody in the NBA and NHL that are still left, the four teams, is eight wins left, man, for a championship. One at a time starts tonight. And, of course, Minnesota and OKC going to be going at it, too, tonight. Their game one. That should be fun, too, if you're staying up for that one tonight. And then we got the NFL stuff, which, of course, never sleeps. Still waiting. A lot of people still waiting to see what their teams are still going to add to the roster. We got June 1st cut downs. So there's going to be more guys getting released because you can save money on the cap, letting some or trade guys at that point. And get some guys off the books. And Jalen Ramsey happens to be probably one of the biggest stories, which everybody's expecting to happen after June 1st for him to find a new team. And that means, hey, Dolphins either, to Chris Greer's plan, either they're going to go with all these young cornerbacks and safeties. I think the safeties, they're fine with it. They went out and got a couple of guys in free agency that have played a lot of football or played some football with the Jets and obviously with the Lions as well, plus what they have coming back that were backups a year ago. But the cornerback position, I know Chris said there's a lot of guys out there that, you know, it's a loaded position and a lot of guys haven't signed yet. I don't know how good the guys are that are left on that are out there. There are some guys out there. There's some guys that some teams are still interested in. It looked like they're still trying to get paid a decent amount of money. And so it hasn't happened. I'm guessing Chris is going to try to grab one of those because he doesn't have a lot of experience at that position. He just doesn't have a lot of experience at that NFL, at that cornerback position. So I'm really curious. You got Cater and Storm Duck and Cam Smith and Jason Marshall, who you drafted, Artie Burns, and Ethan Bonner. That's pretty much. And a lot of that looked like, you know, you're at camp last year. Those guys were, a lot of them trying to get jobs, and Storm Duck trying to make the team as a rookie free agent. He did. He ended up playing a lot of football. Cam Smith was a little injured during camp and ended up getting injured and missing the rest of the season. So really, the only real experience you have of proven is Cater Kohu. So they could go, listen, I mean, they're gonna add some veteran, but a lot of these guys are gonna have to play football. They can't all of a sudden make a whole bunch of changes here and make this work. I mean, there's so many guys out there that are coming out. You got Steph Gilmore, Rasul Douglas, and Asante Samuel, kind of the three guys that, for me, that you're looking at. But all those guys, man, didn't play as well, number one, because age, didn't play as well, weren't as productive, coming off injury. So it's age, injury, or production. Those are the guys you have out there. It just is. And some of them, I saw Rasul Douglas looking for pretty good money, so I get why Seattle said no thank you. And the Dolphins, the first time around, said no thank you. He still wants to get paid some big bucks, some pretty good dollars there to come in and be a starter. And not ready to have that drop off at the end of your career, the pay that happens to a lot of veteran players. So that one will be interesting. We got to go to break. We've got 7 o'clock hour sneaking up. We got a lot of NFL news to get to when we come back. What will happen today to the new playoff format? Will they keep it the way it is, which they should? And the tush push, I hope it stays. I hope they stick it to the commissioner today. I'll be come back and go, our team likes it, man. They don't want to, they feel like, you know, hey, the Eagles are just real good at it, man. We got to do a better job.
I may shift gears and go player safety on you. Because you didn't like my, you know, it's not entertaining thing earlier, so I might just shift gears and just go player safety.
Well, that one will do it. By the way, that's the one the commissioner's hitting, so you might as well jump on. You do the player safety, and they're going, all right, hey. Oh, so you want to keep your player safe now on your team? No. Mr. Commissioner Goodell, you make a good point.
He's always got to appear like he's got player safety on his mind, although I don't know that that's always the case.
I think they do, man. Look what they've done to the kickoff. I mean, look, we can rip them for certain
things. How many
things.
Guys, a bunch of guys got hurt with the kickoff?
No, they got unbelievable collisions on that thing. You're right, which is funny. We nobody wants to talk about. As soon as those guys beat those guys on the front, it's like four or five guys running down full speed and like, nobody to block them.
You think they really care about special teams guys getting hurt?
I don't think they want to get rid of the kickoff return.
No, and I don't think they care about them getting hurt. I think they care about quarterbacks getting hurt.
They care
about think that's high on their list, their priority list.
I know you don't believe it. They care about concussions.
I know they do because of the lawsuits.
I just had another teammate die from concussions.
I know they do. I know that they do, but
they do. I mean,
if they really cared.
See how I made
still,
my point? Yeah, I went with somebody just passing away.
Would they really be doing those kickoffs, though, if they cared? That much, because those things are still
they think, oh, we're really happy with the numbers. I'm like,
I saw guys get knocked out cold.
No, some of the collisions that we saw, and you know, those guys aren't the biggest guys returning those kicks still.
No.
Anyway, all right, we got to go now. We're 7 o'clock. Oh my gosh. Hey, I gotta tell you about the main man, Anthony Caliendo. He's a 7 o'clock guy. Hell, he's probably been up 3 hours. You know why he's up early? Because he's selling your business. He's getting ready to sell your business. He's marketing your business, and he wants you to call him if you're serious about selling your business because he's got buyers for your business. And if he doesn't, he's going to market the you-know-what out of your business to make sure you get the amount of money you should. And by the way, this is Anthony Caliendo, the main man at the Business Broker Experts. That's who I'm talking about. When I say main man, there's only one in South Florida. He owns it, man. If you're tired of all the stress, if you're tired of all the risk, if you're tired of all the competition, if you're tired of all the employees, if you're just tired of being tired every friggin' day, maybe it's time to sell that business. Sit down with Anthony Caliendo and find out what he can do for you. Doesn't matter what size your business is, really doesn't. He's got a portfolio full of what he's done. He got a lot of money for a lot of people that have moved to South Florida looking to buy businesses just like yours. Go to 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN, specializing in getting you the most money. By the way, a lot of people don't have any idea what it's worth. They know it does real well, but they have no idea. He will sit down for free, $2,500 value to you, and figure out what your business is worth. You guys agree on it, and he's out working. He is on the blitz. He is working hard for you. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. And ask for Anthony Caliendo, the main man, or visit the website, themainman.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.